Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Triangulation is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Triangulation, episode 141, recorded March 3rd, 2014. David Michelle Davies and the Webby Awards. Triangulation is brought to you by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape for summer with healthy, delicious treats like everything bagel sticks. To get 50% off your first order, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. And by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Amazon gift card when you get a loan. And by audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/triangulation.
It's time for Triangulation, the show where we interview some of the most interesting, smartest, most active people on the internet. And today we have one, absolutely. The director, executive director of the Webby Awards is joining us. David Michelle Davies has been with the Webby since the very beginning, right? Welcome, David Michelle.
Yeah, pretty close, since 99, I think.
99.
Yeah.
Was there an internet in 1999? Last century.
I mean, I remember one, so I think there was, but it definitely did not look like the one of today, as I'm sure you remember as well.
The 16th annual Webby's is coming up in May. It's hard to believe 16 years.
18, actually.
18? What?
18, yeah.
Now I'm feeling like an old man.
You tell me about it.
Yeah. Wow, 18 years. I guess, yeah. So you joined in the first few. It's changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it has, for sure. So
tell us a little bit about the history of the Webby Awards.
So we started, actually, the first show was in 97. It was the same year that Steve Jobs took over the helm of Apple again. It was the year of the Think Different campaign, just to sort of put it in, like, internet context, what was happening in computing. And, you know, the web back then was, you know, I think there was, like, 30 million people on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was a lot of, like, dorky dorks like myself and probably you, I would guess.
Oh, yeah.
Who were, you know, surfing Dave and Jerry's Famous Guide to the World Wide Web, right?
And it didn't, that was what's really interesting. I mean, not only has the Webby's changed, but the web has changed considerably.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is that there have been many award shows that have come and gone, but the Webby's has lasted. And it has finally, I think, achieved the stature of this is the internet's award.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on it for a long time. You know, I think that we made some good decisions over the years that really gave us some longevity and sort of put us on pretty solid footing. And, you know, we're pretty psyched. But, you know, the big change with the Webbies is really it's always mirrored just what the change of the web has been, you know. And, you know, like I said, when we started, there was, you know, 30 million people online. And now there's, you know, 3-4 going on 5 billion people. Right. I'm sure it'll be... and so, you know, the work that we honor and sort of the show itself really mirrors that huge change. You know, at the beginning, the sites were great and they were fun and I love them, but at the end of the day, they were pretty niche in nature, you know. And today, you know, we have, you know, a couple of years ago, we had like some of the activists from Egypt at the show who were like, using Facebook to overthrow, you know. So and that's, you know, that was always the promise, I think. I think even back in like 95, 96, 97, we all thought, oh, the web will change the world one day. And now it does, you know, every day, really. So
700 people attended Bimbo's nightclub in 1997, Bimbo's 365 Club, great club. It's one of the last nightclubs in the world that has a naked woman swimming in a fish tank. She's about this big. Of course, you have to pay extra to have her there because she doesn't come cheap. I don't know who the winners were of the 1997 Webby Awards. I don't know if history records it.
Yeah, I mean, we actually just redid our whole gallery last year. So we have all that up there. It's at winners.webbyawards.com. And we actually redid it with the group over at Internet Explorer, Microsoft, and did, I think, a really nice job with it. And You can go back. The lists of all the winners are there. There's some sites we don't have screenshots for anymore because we're missing those. But you can look through. I think I'm gonna probably.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Make an error, but I think I want to say at the beginning. You know, I know Salon was a big early winner. I know The Onion even back in the day was a big early winner. I want to say the Cal Voter Foundation. Again, this might be like 97, 98.
No, you're right. This is the first awards in 97. Salon was the best book or magazine. Games, You Don't Know Jack. You know, that's come and gone in various. Home, Family, Planet. I think that's long gone. You know, I shouldn't say that because some of these sites are still here. Reuters was first place for its medical news in Living and Health. Edmunds Buyer's Guides for Automobiles and Money. And movie and film.
We don't have that one.
We
have the link. We just don't have the.
Isn't that amazing? That's how long the Webbies have been around. Now, originally it was a magazine, right? The web magazine.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually started company IDG, big publisher, Computer World, Mac Worlds, Mac World conferences, all that stuff. Had this magazine called the Web Magazine, and they thought, you know, we got to get more people into the web so that they're into this magazine. And so they started the Webbies as a way of promoting how great the web was.
And then the magazine was canceled a year later.
The magazine folded a couple of years later, I think in the second year, which, you know, kind of makes sense. A print magazine about the web, not necessarily.
No future.
You know. Yeah. But, you know, the Webbies, the show was sort of off and running in San Francisco, and it had a lot of support. And they made the good decision of letting the show go on and sort of created its own little separate unit there, and so it was born.
Thank goodness. And I remember Tiffany Schlein. We had her on many times to talk about the Webbies on Tech TV. 1998, The Well won for Best Community. It was in 1998. I don't know if the people who were doing it at the time realize this, but really what this is in many ways a historic record of the best of the web. Unlike the Oscars, where you can go back to the Oscar winner for 1933, and that's a movie that you remember and know and considered a great. Many of these sites are gone.
A lot of them are. It's interesting, though. A lot of them are also still there, have come back in different forms and new owners and the name, you know.
So Experience Music Project, Paul Allen's Museum in Seattle. That's still there, and in fact, a great museum to go to. It's fun to look back through these. You learn a little
Jody.
Bit.
Jody, that was great. I bet you that's still there, actually.
Jody.org, you think so?
I would bet she still has that up there. It's just the weirdest thing ever, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back through this, let me just go and see what's on Jody.org, if it's still there. You know what? It is. Holy cow. Jody.org lives on.
I'm not surprised,
Isn't that amazing?
It's funny. Sometimes, it's a really weird and odd experimental art project, but it's also super simple, and sometimes it's those really simple things that endure. You know, I think it was like all mostly HTML, and I don't even think there was tables really or anything.
That's right. So, here in commerce in 1998, or actually this is 99, Amazon won. A very different homepage for Amazon.com. So in a lot of ways, this is like the Internet Archive. This is a history of where we've come, and boy, we have come a long way.
Yes, we have.
All right, we're going to get back to a triangulation just a little bit more on the Webbies. But first, I want to tell you about a real problem here at the Twit Brick House. Happens every day around this time. People have skipped lunch. They've skipped breakfast. They're famished. They're faint. They're hungry. I do it all the time. We go over to the vending machine, and we eat something really bad for you. Well, I've got the solution. And thank goodness they finally have the ads on, because we've been eating our nature boxes. And if they'd waited a little bit longer, there would have been nothing left. I'm talking about Nature Box. Imagine getting great tasting, healthy snacks for you right to your door, delivered monthly, so you never have to worry. And you always have something healthy. You know, I'm going to dig into our Nature Box. We have a Nature Box right here. As you see, I'm not the first to dig into that. Quite a few people have, but I thought, I'm a little peckish. How about the dried California peaches? That sounds good. Let me just get the Nature Box, dried California peaches. You know, bikini weather is coming, my friends, and since I'm looking forward to wearing a bikini this year, I've been paying very close attention to my... Somebody sealed this up too good. They didn't want me to have any. Delicious dried peach. From my Nature Box... What else you want? Chili lime pistachios? You see, these are all open. Flax fortune coins, mini cookies with flax seeds, zero trans fats in any of this, zero HFC, no high fructose corn syrup, nothing artificial. There are snacks that are for gluten conscious, non-GMO snacks. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S., and this stuff is delicious. I'm going to tell you. Baked, get ready, stand back. Sweet potato fries, baked. You want some, don't you? Sourdough cheddar pretzels. Mmm. Forget the vending machine. Get in shape. If you run a business. Oh. Mm. Oh. Those are great. No HFCs, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors, no trans fat. Delicious. Naturebox.com/twit. You get 50% off, but that offer ends soon. So go there right now. Naturebox.com/twit. Actually, you know, I'm thinking for a business, but even for an individual, just knowing you have some healthy snacks, Mexicana mango, dried mangoes, is just a nice thing. Santa Fe corn sticks. There's treats in here. Salted caramel pretzel pops. That's a treat. All right. Before I eat all of our nature pots, we better get back to triangulation, already in progress.
One thing that made the Webbies very famous, of course, the five-word acceptance speech. You're still doing that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got to keep that.
For sure.
What are some of your favorites?
God, so many. You know, we had Al Gore, I think the year after he lost the election, and his five-word speech was, please don't recount this vote. It was pretty great. Yeah. Always a good one. Sometimes they're a little bit more off color. I think Skype a couple years ago was one of my favorite ones. Theirs was Skyped your mom last night.
For the nominees, this is really a fun part of the process. Because if you win, you've got to come up with five words to thank everybody, which is brilliant because it's the worst part of any award show, except the Golden Globes, because they get everybody drunk first.
Exactly.
Is the acceptance speech. And though a five word, and people put a lot of energy into coming up with five clever words, is a really a great idea. The Hollywood Reporter this year collected some of the best Webby Award winners. The other thing you learn from this is that Webbies have been given to some very famous people. Kevin Spacey won a Webby for The House of Cards. He said the Oscars should do this five-word acceptance speech, right?
That was clearly one of my favorites,
yeah.
Obviously.
The Onion, when they won, anybody want a free Webby? They're irreverent. Obama for America, when they won for Breakout of the Year, made possible by Mitt Romney. But I think the one that you're talking about is the famous Tumblr acceptance when they won five Webbies, including Best Community. It was just F yeah, F yeah, F yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one take out one yeah.
There were
yeah.
That was actually the day... they came and accepted. That was the day they announced the day after they announced the Yahoo deal. So the Webby's this last year was on a Tuesday.
Wow.
I think it was May 21st. They announced that deal on May 20th. It leaked on the 19th, on the Friday before.
What a day.
And it was amazing. And David Karp actually came and presented the Lifetime Achievement that night to the inventor of the GIF, Steve Wilhite.
Wow.
Which was really great, yeah.
So and I noticed
really,
that you're listening to Steve and pronouncing it GIF.
You know what? It was great because I made HTML sites when I was, 20, and back then nobody called it GIF. Everybody called it GIF because that's just the way,
it was.
Developers called it.
Yeah.
Back when making HTML was actually being a developer. And, and then we went through this whole series of time where everybody started calling it GIF, and then I felt like I was just an old dork. And then thankfully he came and vindicated us. The most interesting thing about that whole phenomenon, though, was that even though he came and said his five-word speech was, it's pronounced GIF, not GIF.
Ah.
People didn't care. The next day they just said, I don't care what he says. I'm still calling it GIF.
Doesn't matter.
They don't care.
It's GIF. You're going to do it this year. Patton Oswalt will host.
Patton, Patton actually hosted last year.
Oh, that was last year.
Yeah, we'll see. You know,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think hopefully we'll have him back. I'd love to have him back. So we're still
working on that.
He's great, though. He's amazing.
There is a balance. You don't want to be like the Oscars. I mean, you do and you don't, right?
I think the way we look at it is we want to take all the best parts of an award show. And sometimes the Oscars does a lot of things that are really, they do a lot of things really well. But we also want to look at an award show and do it the way it's done on the internet. And how would the internet do an award show? And what's that culture about? And bring an internet, you know, vibe to it and feeling to it. And we look at the show itself as you should come to the show and feel like you were what the internet felt like over the past year. The highs, the lows, the sad parts, the happy parts. And that's what we try and do in the show. And so, you know, like I said, I think that the Oscars do a lot of great things, and you know, we certainly try and learn from them. And frankly, we try and learn from any award show out there that watch them and see what they're doing, what's smart. But like we also try and make sure that we're bringing that internet spirit to it. And I think the 5-word speech actually is probably the best example of that. When we first started, we said, you know, award shows are somewhat sometimes great, but the one thing that's terrible, as you were saying, is these speeches. And we thought we got to do something about this.
Here's the Technical Achievement Awards. This is in 2000. And a little startup named Google was in the running for
the
best
station,
along with the station. Who could ever forget? Alan, who is it? Alan Cumming?
Yeah, it's Alan Cumming.
I was at this Webby's, actually. This was at the Jack Tar. It was up on the knob on the
Masonic Auditorium.
That's right.
And yeah. The winner
Watch
is
this.
Google.
Google. I love how he says it.
We work really hard on it. We have a lot of people developed at Stanford by Sergey Brin and myself. And we
Larry
have,
you know,
Page. Lots and lots of people who work on it, and that's the only thing we do. We look at more information. We have unique technology that gives people better results.
And there he comes, Larry Page on roller skates.
How are you?
To accept his Webby Award. Whoa.
This is clearly before the IPO.
Well before the IPO.
Yeah, he's joking.
There's Sergey, also on roller skates.
We love you.
I think that's Marissa, cool. Actually, there behind them.
I think it must be, but boy, if that's Marissa, holy cow, yeah. Does she look different. Yeah. Wow. Lots of fun. I was at this awards, and there they are, the Budo dancers who were climbing down the Masonic temple. And by the way, there was apparently some controversy. You held up a San Francisco Chronicle from that Webby Awards that said there was a squabble on Knob Hill.
Let's see if we can get up here. Squabble on the hill. It was about this. We had tented the hill for the after party with the help of our friends at Intel. And, the people who lived on Knob Hill, they were not happy about that at all.
Oh, so. Screw them. You're the web. You're the future.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That tent was across from Grace Cathedral. It's wonderful.
It was,
you had drinks. You went across the street into the Masonic. And Alan Cumming, I mean, remember, this is 2000. Google was a twinkle in the eye. This was early days. Pretty amazing. I was blown away. I thought, wow, I didn't know the web was going to be this big a deal.
Yeah.
And we didn't know nothing at the time. We're talking to the executive director of the Webby's, David Michelle Davies. We'll have more in just a moment.
And we want to welcome a brand new sponsor to Triangulation. We're really thrilled to have a Prosper with us. You've heard us talk about micro-lending. And a lot of times I think people assume micro-lending is for people in the developing world to get their businesses off the ground. There's micro-lending here in the U.S. as well. It's called Prosper. They call it peer-to-peer lending. They connect people who are looking to borrow money with people who have money to lend. And right now, Prosper.com is a very good place to go to get a very good rate, depending, of course, on your credit. You can go right now to Prosper.com/twit and find out without dinging the credit score. You can find out what the loan would cost you at Prosper.com. What would you do with it? If you've got high-rate credit cards, get rid of those. Just pay them right off. Start a business, do the home improvement project you've been waiting for. If in 72 hours, if you could have $35,000 to cover your needs, what would you do with that? Check it out. You could fill out a very easy online application. Just give them a few details, and they will give you that rate online almost instantly. That's nice. Without dinging your credit report, that's even nicer. Prosper is Silicon Valley's answer to personal loans. With Prosper's innovative peer-to-peer lending process, there are no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates. You'll never set foot in a bank. And this has worked so well, there are now more than 2 million members at Prosper.com, and they have funded almost $1 billion in loans to date. This is really cool. This is revolutionary. No hidden fees, no prepayment penalties, no rate hike, no payment increases. But you've got to go and visit Prosper.com/twit. And depending on your credit quality, you're going to get a differing rate. And they're going to give you a little reward. For a limited time, Prosper's offering Twit viewers a $50 Amazon gift card when you get a loan. That's kind of nice. Prosper.com/twit. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days. And that $50 Amazon gift card. Prosper.com/twit. A note, Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See the website for details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member, FDIC, equal housing lender. They always have to say that. We really think this is a great idea, and I think you will too. Prosper.com/twit. What would you do with $35,000? Now we continue on with triangulation.
David Michelle Davies is our guest executive director at Webby Awards. The Webbys are coming in May.
Yes, usually third week of May.
When do nominations start? By the way, this is one thing that's unique about the Webbys. Tell us how the nominations work.
We start judging the work beginning of the year. We have an academy. It's the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. 1,000 members who live in 30 different countries. It's everybody from Vint Cerf, Martin Cooper invented the mobile phone, Biz Stone, the founder of Twitter. I could go on and on. Really just some, you know, big players on the web for, you know, from now and from before. We announced the nominees really just that first week of April. We do this thing called the Webby People's Voice, where we actually invite the world to come vote for who they think should win in every single category. And then at the show, we give out two Webbys. We give out the Webby chosen by the Academy, and we give out the Webby chosen by the people. And last year, I think we had, I want to say, 2.5 million votes cast.
Wow.
In Webby People's Voice. Yeah, and it's... That's not just people, you know, showing up and clicking around. They got to register and the whole thing. So it's we get a lot of votes.
So anybody can enter themselves in the Webby Awards.
Yeah, for sure.
I think one of the issues, and this was more of the case early on, I think that by doing that you've solved it, was that the Webby Awards were really given to big brand names, well-known companies. It you know, and this has been a problem in general with technology awards is that they don't maybe recognize the future as much as they recognize the past, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you try to bring in people like Jody.org? I mean, you can say that, boy. Nobody ever heard of them.
Yeah. Right? Well, you know, it's interesting. What we find is it really has to do with categories more than anything is what allows you to honor the stuff that's not big and that's still important, right? And so... You know, we have a category for cultural blogs. We have a category for personal websites. We have a category for net art. We have a category for weird. We have a category for viral videos. Those are a few of them, but those are the type of things that you see a lot of smaller entities making. And so if you have categories for those things, you know, you can honor them. If you're just looking at shopping sites, well, you know, most people who are making like really amazing shopping sites they don't necessarily have to be big companies, but they're bigger than a couple people. So, you know, and I think that's one solution to it. The other thing that we do is we just try and make sure that we're focused on talking to what we call like communities of internet excellence. So all over the world, you know, so we have what we call ambassadors who are in like 15, 20 countries that help us identify projects that we might not know about here in New York and, you know, contact those people and encourage them to enter and do that kind of outreach too. So I would say it's a multifaceted task, and you know, we're not perfect at it. I think we do a good job at it. I think every year we do get to uncover and unearth some stuff that a lot of people didn't know about that was really awesome. But you know, there's a lot of work to be done.
It's tough. I mean, when you see the Webby Person of the Year is Frank Ocean, who's obviously more of a mainstream artist than somebody I would associate with the web, and the winner last year, you might say, "Well, golly, that's Hollywood talking. That's not the web."
But what's interesting there, the reason we had it's a great story actually. So the reason that Frank Ocean was the Person of the Year is Frank Ocean actually came out on Tumblr last year, and he was like one of the first big African American artists, which is a big thing in that community, in that culture, in music, to come out, and he used Tumblr to do it. And you know, that's a really interesting thing, and that's, to us, you know, a lot of what we honor is about technology and innovation, but so much of what happens online is about culture, you know, right. And that's a really big cultural moment. And that's something that, you know, probably had a huge impact on hundreds of thousands, if not millions of black men around the world, you know, giving sort of an example, that can be done, and using a place like Tumblr to do it.
You're absolutely right. So I stand corrected on that. And Jerry Seinfeld did Comedians in Cars with Coffee, getting coffee.
Yeah.
So you don't give Jerry Seinfeld the award for the Seinfeld show, but the fact that here's a guy who's on top of the world, probably the number one comedian in the world, who does a web netcast, you know, a web series.
Yeah. And again, like, that's one of those things. Listen, it's great to have Jerry Seinfeld at the show. You know, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan from back in the day, and I think, you know, a lot of people are. But, you know, and the same with Kevin Spacey. Like, when people like that, who are that talented and can really do anything they want, they can go on television, they can have specials, they can do anything, and they choose to use, you know, the internet as a place to do their personal expression, to do their art, to do their comedy, that's a big deal. And that, like, really changes things for a lot of other people who aren't as well known as them. It gets lots of new people thinking about going and watching comedy online. I can't, like, that's probably the biggest thing that show did, is it got, you know, my mom and dad and other people's moms and dads all over the world to like tune in to watch that on the internet, maybe for the first time. So it really changes behavior.
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job of balancing, because if you can get Jerry Seinfeld on your stage, that's great. But also, I mean, I look at your art category. You've got the Creators Project. You really are honoring unique, fabulously done stuff that wouldn't probably get the attention. So by mixing the two together, you know, these places are also getting attention, which is great. I think it's actually a good way to handle this. Is that a Webby behind you right there? Oh, did we lose him? Oh, we'll pause for a moment. Actually, tell you what, while we get him back, this would be a good time for a commercial, wouldn't it? Let's take a little break.
We'll have more with David Michael Davies on the Webbies. Don't forget the Webby Awards nominations close April 8th, and the 18th Annual Webby Awards Show is May 19th, coming up soon. It's going to be in New York City. The winners will be announced April 29th. Our show today brought to you by, you know, our great friends, Audible.com. If you saw Daniel Suarez last week and you heard Jeff Gerner read from Influx, you know. Audible.com. I mean, I think that was the best way to introduce people to Audible. I was sad that Audible wasn't an advertiser last week, because I would have loved to have sent people there. How would you like that book free right now? Visit audiblepodcast.com/triangulation. Influx could be yours. If you didn't see last week's triangulation with Jeff Gerner reading from Daniel Suarez's Influx, do watch it, because it's really neat to see how Jeff went from just being Jeff to performing that book. And that's the thing about Audible. They're not just somebody reading to you. Every Audible book is just kind of a brilliant performance. It comes to life. It's like watching the movie Influx. In fact, I think it's better, because I think your brain makes better sets, makes more vivid imagery, more exciting stuff happen than can ever be put up on a screen. So if you'd like to get a free book, go to audiblepodcast.com/triangulation. You'll be signing up for the gold account. That's a book a month, but the first month's free. That means your first book is free. You also get the daily digest of either the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, free for 30 days. Cancel any time in those first 30 days. You'll pay nothing, but the book will be yours to keep forever. I don't think you're going to want to cancel. I think you're going to love it. Audiblepodcast.com/triangulation. Remember the Johnny Ive book we talked about with Leanne Arcani? That's available. You can get that. The hard part is picking that first book. I have that problem every month. What's next? Oh, I love it. It's a problem, but I also look forward to it and love it. Anne Hathaway reading The Wizard of Oz. Tony Danza's new book. I'd like to apologize to every teacher I ever had. Did you know that Tony Danza, remember him from Taxi and Who's the Boss, had dreamt before he became an actor of becoming a teacher. And after his acting, his successful acting career, he decided to go back and teach 10th grade. He taught for a year at Philadelphia's largest high school. He taught 10th grade English. His book, I'd Like to Apologize to Every Teacher I Ever Had, is based on that experience. I think that's wonderful. 25th anniversary edition of Silence of the Lambs. Oh, I want to listen to a little bit of that. Do you have my audio? Can I play a little audio sample of Silence of the Lambs? Frank Muller reads that.
Needle and thread, a sterilizer, bandage scissors with blunt tips, and curiously, a speculum.
This scares me. I don't want to hear any more of this. That's enough. I am already getting shivers up my spine. So many great books. I would recommend any of the Daniel Suarez books, and the newest influx is great. Jeff Gerner does such a good job reading it, and it could be yours for free. Any of the one-credit books, which is about 90% of the books on Audible, can be yours free if you go to audiblepodcast.com/triangulation. We thank them so much for their support of Triangulation. Now let's get back for the last segment of our interview. We're talking about the Webbies.
Our guest today on Triangulation, we're thrilled to have him, the executive director of the Webbies Awards. He's been with the Webbies for 16 years, something like that, 15 years now. David Michelle Davies, he's in New York City where the Webbies are, alas. They left us many moons ago, and they're now on the East Coast. David, why the East Coast? Is there, you know, there is a little bit of a rivalry between San Francisco and New York.
Yeah, sure. Why? You know, at the time, we really wanted the Webbies to be more accessible to people who were like outside the U.S. And we felt like, you know, being in New York was going to make it a lot easier for people in Europe and so right. forth. So that was a big part of it, actually. I think the other thing is we really felt like the web was becoming like a mainstream, could become a mainstream media thing, and that it was going to be not just about startups in Silicon Valley, but it was going to be about innovation across lots of different industries. You know, like how would the web change fashion, and how would it change finance, and how would it change media, and all these different types of things. And if you sort of look at it that way, if that's the vision, New York made a lot more sense for that kind of a thing. Right. And I think it turned out to be a pretty good decision. You know, I'm a Northern California native, and I lived in San Francisco for years and love San Francisco. But, you know, I think it ended up being pretty good for the Webbies. And we still get, you know, obviously we still honor lots of work that comes from California, and every year we get contingent that comes out. But, you know, it makes it a little bit simpler for all the great stuff that's being done in Europe and so forth. I think the one place that probably got, I don't want to say shafted, but got a short end of the stick would be, you know, Asia. Made it a little bit more difficult for them. But
well, they can't watch live. But you know what? I mean, this is... what are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
You're going to be in the middle of the night somewhere. That's just the way it is. We have the same issue. So that is one question, though. I mean, the Webbies do seem somewhat American-centric. Are you working hard to make it a global event?
We are. It's a huge challenge, and it's a huge focus for us. So we get about, I would say, just over 30% of our entries come from outside the U.S., which is pretty good. You know, we've grown that from, I would say, in the last couple of years, from 20%. And we work really hard on it. We literally spend the entire fall visiting the U.S., but also countries outside the U.S. This year, myself and people on our team here will have gone to the UK, to Japan, to Brazil, to Australia, New Zealand, to Sweden, to France, to Germany, some other places as well. But so we really try and go meet the communities that are making great work, make sure they know about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's been generally working. Not the problem, but the other thing that's happening is that there's more and more great work being made in the U.S. So even as we continue to grow participation from outside the U.S., U.S. stuff grows too, so you know, on the comparison chart, it moves a little slower than we would like, but we're not complaining.
Is that a Webby sticking out of your head behind you right there? It looks like
it. I think it is. Yeah,
it's coming right out of you.
Yeah.
Show us the Webby Award. This is what someday the kids today dream. Someday I'll be on that stage, and my five words will be, "It's
is it actually a model, but yeah.
Is it a spring?
I am told, I did not come up with the shape for it, but it was inspired by the form of a spiral.
Ah.
And the idea of a spiral, as you know, is if you look directly into it and you spin it, it can appear to be infinite, but it is finite. And
just like the web.
The conceptual idea behind the statuette.
Today, the Webbies are sponsored by the IADAS, the International Academy of what?
Digital Arts and Sciences.
Digital Arts and Sciences. Very much like the various other academies that sponsor the other awards. Who is IADAS?
So, we have about 1,000 members who are in 30 different countries. I talked about some of them earlier: Vince Cerf and Biz Stone and Martin Cooper. Also, you know, producers and senior people at all sorts of different types of companies, startups, blogs. You know, really, it's a very diverse. You can, you know, we have the judges listed on the site and so forth.
Yeah.
But it's a great group actually, and we take a very wisdom of crowds, wisdom of experts, expert crowds really approach to judging. Our idea is that we want to get the most amount of diverse expertise involved in selecting, and that when you bring together, you know, people who are great web producers, developers, business leaders, artists, all these different types of expertise, and you have them voting and looking at stuff, that's how you really get the best results. And, you know, I think the best example still from the very, very beginning is, you know, if you're making you're judging music sites, you want somebody who, of course, has experience making music sites and understands streaming technology, of course, but you also want like great musicians, don't you? And
absolutely,
so, you know,
yeah.
And so, you know, that's why we, from the very beginning, we have like people like David Bowie, David Byrne,
awesome.
and musicians, yeah, as well as, you know, real tech people too.
Yeah, and that's really what's happening. I mean, since 1997, the web has become everybody. I mean, there isn't a distinction anymore. The web was a pretty geeky place, but really, it's now everybody. Everybody uses,
yeah,
the web.
Yeah, that's what's the most exciting thing.
Yeah, the IADAS also, or IADAS, or how I know IADAS also does the Lovey Awards, which are effectively the European Webbies, right?
Yeah, so we started actually as part of the initiative to continue to try and, you know, bring more people international into the tent with the Webbies. We started an award a couple of years ago in Europe called the Lovies, which is, we call it the sister of the Webbies. It's very similar, but it honors just European internet work. It's judged just by European internet experts. It's in London. It was in November. And part of our thinking essentially was we just needed to be more on the ground and more present in these places. And that's our first foray into doing that.
Well, and it's really true. I mean, one of the winners was King of Candy Crush Saga fame. I think they're Finnish. And, I mean, that just shows you nowadays, Rovio's in Finland. Nowadays, it really is global. We're talking global. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, this past year at the Lovies, too, we also had a chance to honor Vic Hayes, who was the, like, senior engineer at the IEEE that came up with or sort of managed the Wi-Fi standard. Essentially like the godfather of Wi-Fi, they call him. He's the guy who sort of shepherded the whole standard through and eventually got it so that, you know, companies out there could, you know, all use the same standard and put Wi-Fi in computers. So that was really nice.
Pretty awesome. David, it's so good to talk to you. I wish you the best. I look forward to the Webby Awards in May. You'll stream those live, yes?
We have done them live in the past. I think this year we'll probably do on demand the next day. What we found actually is shocking. People don't watch that much stuff live on the internet, so
yeah.
I think we'll probably just do it on demand the next day.
Good. Well, we'll make sure to watch. Thank you, David. Really great to talk to you. David Michel Davies, Executive Director of the Webbies. Have a great night.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David. Take care.
WebbyAwards.com.
WebbyAwards.com. WebbyAwards.com. That's David Michel Davies, the Executive Director of the Webby Awards. And should we nominate ourselves? I think it's too late. Patrick Delahanty already has. Thank you very much, Patrick. It's only $300. What do we got to lose? You know what? I stopped entering award shows because I just couldn't handle not winning. It just kills me. All right. I hope you enjoyed Triangulation this week, and I thank you for joining us. We will be back next week with lots more. Make sure you watch Triangulation every Monday. We do it around about 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 2100 UTC Mondays. But if you can't, we've got on-demand versions, of course, of every show, including this one on the website, twit.tv/TRI, or wherever finer netcasts are available. Make sure you subscribe so you get each episode. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Triangulation.